We'd like to call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee here on June 7th. Has everybody gotten a chance to look at the minutes from last month's meeting? Yes. Oh, you want to move them?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Maloney to accept the minutes as read. Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Minutes are accepted as written. Before we go into resolutions, tonight we have Legislator Jennifer Berkey has asked me to address the committee, and she would like to talk about a topic of an open government policy for Ulster County government. So maybe something we can look at in the near future. So, Jen?
Yeah, so I handed out this thing called Open Government Communications Policy for Transparent, Informed Budget and Procurement Decision Making. And this is just something that we've discussed in caucus actually is something that I was interested in last year and again this year, and others are interested in this with me, but really we want to move forward with this only if we have bipartisan buy-in on this, partly because this is really about a legislature as a whole being able to make decisions in a way that is well-informed and well-reasoned and not only transparent for us, but also just empowers us to make decisions where we have more information at our fingertips. And the reason I asked Norman to allow me to introduce this to this committee first is because in public works there's so much money spent, and it's really one of the first places where you would potentially start looking at open data. And it's not about trying to pry open things that should be kept confidential. It's much more about just creating a clearer flow of information to decision makers, as well as in certain cases to the public, so that we can be supported in what we're doing, as well as being able to make clear decisions about how we want to spend money. So everyone looking at the cycle from the beginning of the project concept through project closeout, so every step of the cycle. And one of the reasons that I think this is very valuable is that I work in the city of New York as a project manager for the Department of General Services back in the 90s, and we actually already had a system for doing this, although it was obviously almost dinosaur age for computers. But we were all able to look at all the projects and where they were in the pipeline and try to understand what was going on with bidding and pricing and really procurement and so on. So I looked into a little bit more detail about this and found some platforms, and I don't want to get into the weeds here, so what I was interested in doing with you was just asking if there might be anyone who's interested in joining me in a conversation about this offline from the community, for example, Mr. Litz, who is very knowledgeable about public works and needs that. So, but I'm very interested in working with, across the aisle to see if we can just look at how...
Now, we have someone between Corey
and Jim Fabiano asked me to look at who in New York is doing this. First of all, New York State government is has a special initiative for open data. And Steuben County has now adopted it. They're half our size, a little bit more than half our size, and they have a budget which is smaller than ours. So I would like to look into how they're doing with it and what they're doing with it and whether they're finding it beneficial. but there are counties all over the country that are doing this. There aren't that many yet in New York State. So that was to answer your question.
Yes, okay.
But King
County... Is that the only county in the state of New York?
That's the one that's being touted right now by the governor's office.
Okay.
Because this is an initiative that comes down to the governor. Mm-hmm. But I would like to be able to explore that further. First, I would really... The next step, anyway, are meetings in bipartisan committees that are legislators to develop these reports, and also meet with the county executive's office to make sure that they're interested in this, because it's true reports to that. It's actually beneficial to public life to see this sort of thing as well, and I'm happy if we can all share credit for doing something like this. And I think that the governor might like to see that, so certainly the county executive might be interested in it, and then to just develop an outline of potential policies that we bring forward. So really all I'm doing today is introducing how we might do that, and if anyone wants it, I can email it, because it has a bunch of links from, for example, the municipal research in the first group, and some other good government groups that have done a lot of background on this, and I have spent quite a bit of time with it, but I don't, like you said, I don't want to right now.
Okay.
But if you find it interesting, if you're interested in the idea of better performance and us being able to actually measure performance in a way that's not only uniform, but might in fact empower us and give us a good standing with the public, please let me know.
Does anyone have any questions for Jen on this so far? No, I just have. And Herb, there is a possibility that you might be able to have time at the end of August to engage in a conversation with Jen and some people to see maybe if we can go any place with this at all.
I'm not sure who else might be interested in your topic, but if you think that there are people who have a background in finance or public works who are interested,
I will check around in our caucus and let you know, or have them let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Not a problem.
Okay.